We've been hearing about staff shortages in everything from hospitality to horticulture. But did you know there's a teacher shortage too? Schools in parts of regional New South Wales can't get staff. They repeatedly advertise and the jobs aren't filled. Now it's hoped a program to scout school students themselves and steer them into a teaching career could help plug the shortfall in the longer term, as Gavin Coote reports.
His school is less than 3 hours from Sydney and is in a large regional city with plenty of amenity. But Principal Ken Barwick's never found it more difficult to fill teaching positions.
Look, it's very, very unusual for Bathurst. Bathurst is a vibrant community. It's nearly 50,000 people and it's nothing that we would have ever experienced. We're not that far west, but we really are starting to struggle in areas that we've never struggled before. There was a plethora of PE teachers and English teachers just 3 years ago, and now we can't find an English teacher to fill a vacant position.
Ken Barwick thinks while COVID hasn't helped, the teacher drought began before this, and it's across the board for all educational roles.
Particularly at that higher executive level too, there's been a considerable drop-off in people wanting to do leadership in schools and to go west as well. You know, the big areas of concern for me are those technical and applied trade areas, and the science and maths and English, the core areas, are starting to really struggle as well.
It will take some fixing, and the New South Wales government knows this. It's been looking at creative solutions, among them scouting from within the classroom and luring them into a teaching career. Sarah Mitchell is the New South Wales Education Minister.
And it's about identifying high-performing high school students who might be interested in a career in teaching, getting them into schools in a student learning support officer role for a period of 12 months after they finish school to get that experience of working in a school, and then support them to go on and study their initial teacher education degree and come back to a regional school.
The program will be piloted across a number of regional schools from next year and would require people to return to the country following their studies.
When you look particularly at the moment with COVID and the way that people have been able to show that you can really live and work anywhere, you know, we want to make sure that we have the best possible teachers in the bush, but also targeting people who already know what a great lifestyle it is to live in regional New South Wales. That's one of the driving forces behind this new initiative.
Now, this is obviously with an eye to the future and shoring up that supply, but we are hearing that there are quite critical shortages of teachers at the moment. So what's been done to address the now?
Yeah, so look, there's a range of initiatives under this teacher supply strategy, starting with things like doubling some of our scholarships that are available, looking for international and interstate recruitment in some of our harder to staff subject areas, such as those in the STEM field. We are literally recruiting thousands of teachers every year.
Back at Denison College in Bathurst, Principal Ken Barwick, who's also a local, says those looking for a rewarding career should seriously consider teaching.
We really should be looking for those kids that have those skills, who build exceptional relationships with others, who are down to earth and who can collaborate and communicate and really start to focus on talking to those students about teaching as a career. Have they considered that option? Have they considered just how they have the skills that will be really highly sought after, particularly in rural communities?
Ken Barwick, the principal of Denison College in Bathurst, Gavin Coote with that report.